Welcome to a fantastic word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, an associate pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We are so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
We're going to jump into the message for this morning, and the message is entitled Here and Now. Here and Now. And we're going to be talking about being here, right now. You know, right now we are all here together. And we're here to worship Jesus, to fellowship with one another, and to receive from the Lord. And praise God for that. But even though we are all right here, even though we are all here right now, at some point, some of us may not be here right now. You know, even though we're here, our minds might be somewhere else. You know, maybe at some point you're going to get a notification on your phone and you're going to get, you know, a text message. And for a moment, you know, you're going to need to be there for a moment. Or maybe you're going to think about what you have planned for today. Maybe you're going to think about what you have planned for this week. Or if you're like me, you're going to be thinking about what kind of day it is. You know, is it a Texas Roadhouse day, or is it a Cheddar's day? You know, is it a Whataburger day, or is it a Olive Garden day? You know, thinking about what we are going to want to eat. There are times that even though we're right here, we're not all always right here. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And today I want to encourage and challenge us to be in the present. You know, no doubt there are moments and times whenever we, you know, have memories, and, you know, there are moments when we're distracted, you know, rightfully so. You know, there are times whenever we are not present, and sometimes it's for good reason. But there are also times when we can, when other things can distract us from a moment where we need to be, where we should be in the present. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody with me? How important it is to be in the right now moment, to be in the here and now. And, you know, it may sound interesting on why we're talking about this on a Sunday morning. We can be talking about anything, but I believe that God wants us to be in the here and now. I believe that God wants us to be in the present. Obviously, God is, He exists outside of time, but at the same time, He is in the present. And many times, He's trying to get us to be in the present. You see, God, He values the present moment. And we know that because there are times in our life when whenever we are in a right now need, and we are needing for God to intervene right now. And what do? We go to God in that moment, believing that God hears our right now prayers. The Word of God says that God is our ever-present help in our time of need. He is our ever-present help. And the Word of God says that He is with us at all times. God is with us. And it's important for us to be in the present. Not only does God value it, but Jesus, He was always in the present moment. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to look at some scriptures here in just a second, but I want to talk about the here and now just for a little bit longer. Just talk about that, you know, being in the present. What does that really mean? When we talk about being in the present, you know, to be in the present, it means for us to be aware, of the moment at hand, to be fully aware. It means to give our full attention to. You know, we give our attention to the things that we consider to be valuable and important. Those are the things that we give our attention to. So the question is, who or what is getting the majority of our attention? Who or what? Or in other words, where is our attention going? Where's the majority of our attention going throughout the day? Now, I can tell you that the majority of people, if one of the boldest things that you can ever do is to go into your settings on your phone and to go to screen time and check to see where the majority of your time is going whenever you're on your phone, and how much time we are spending on our phones, or how much time are we spending thinking about other things rather than being in the present. You know, I believe that there are three things that distract us from being in the present moment, the things that are happening right in front of us, because I believe that some of the precious moments in life are happening right in front of us. Three things. Number one is thinking about the past, or us thinking about the things that happened in the past. You know, often we find ourselves trying to change what has happened before, but the fact is that we can't change what happened in the past. You know, we think about what we should have said. We think about what we should have done. And we find ourselves in the past rather than in the moment. Second thing is worrying about the future. Worrying about what we can't control. Often we find ourselves trying to control what is coming our way. And of course, it is important for us to forecast. That's important. But I'm talking about whenever we find ourselves being gripped with fear of not knowing what's coming next. The third thing I would say that steals us and robs us from the present moment is complaining about the present. When we find ourselves complaining about what we don't have, or things are not the way that we want them to be, if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves chasing what we're wanting rather than valuing what God has already given us. Can I get an amen? Amen. That's a good word. It's important that we value the present moment. That's where God wants us to be. And I believe that life happens in the present. Life is not in the past, and life is not in the future, but life is right now. It's happening right in front of us, and it's important for us to capitalize on the moments that are happening right now. Because that's what Jesus did. Jesus was always in the present. And we're going to go to Mark chapter 5. And honestly, we can, you know, there are so many different stories that we can go to when talking about Jesus being present in the moment. In fact, I even thought about, you know, I was going to talk about blind Bartimaeus, but of course, Pastor Sergey, he talked about blind Bartimaeus last week. But, but there are so many others that we could talk about. But I was drawn to this story. In Mark chapter 5, Jesus, he is sailing back over the Sea of Galilee, and he arrives back in Capernaum, where he's continuing his ministry. And when he arrives in Mark chapter 5, there's a man who is in need of Jesus to help him. It's a man named Jairus. And Jairus, he was a leader of a synagogue in that time. And a synagogue was basically like a church. And he was a leader of the synagogue there in Capernaum. And he comes to Jesus in desperate need. And he tells him that his daughter was dying. She was sick. And he needed for Jesus to do a miracle. And so Jesus agrees. And so he goes with Jairus. And they begin to walk towards his home. And the Bible says that on their way, they encounter a huge crowd. And I know it's huge because the Bible says that people are pressing all around him. And Jesus is walking with Jairus, trying to get to his home so he can heal his daughter. And along the way, the Bible says that there was a woman who was in desperate need. And this woman, the Bible says that she had been bleeding for 12 years. This is the woman with the issue of blood. And she, and the Bible says that she had been going from doctor to doctor trying to find someone to help her. In fact, it said that she spent everything she had trying to find someone to help her. But not only could they not help her, the Bible says that she only got worse. And she was in desperate need. And when she heard that Jesus was coming through, the Bible says that she believed that if she can even just get a hold of his clothes, to grab a hold of his garments, that she would be healed. And so she made her way through the crowd. And the Bible says that she did just that. She grabbed a hold of his garments. And at that moment, at that exact moment, the Bible says that she instantly was healed. That she was relieved of her suffering. And that brings us to our passage of scripture for today. So Mark chapter 5 and verse 30, we're going to read from there. Verse 30, it says this, at once, or at that moment, the Bible says that Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? Verse 31, you see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. And he says, go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Jesus is on his way to do something very important. What he had to do wasn't like it was of less importance. A young lady was dying, and he was on his way to do something very important, and yet the Bible says that at that moment, he stopped. He was busy. He had something very important, but yet in that moment, he stopped what he was doing. And the Bible says that he began to look for the person who had touched his garments. And when he found out who it was, the Bible says that he turned to her, he listened to her, and then he addressed her. He spoke to her, telling her, your faith has healed you. Jesus didn't stop because what he had to do wasn't important. It was very important. In fact, if I was Jairus, I might be thinking, listen, you can come back to her. My daughter's dying. But Jesus stops what he was doing. He knew what he had to do, but he stopped. And I want to point out three things that Jesus did, because I believe that they can help us to be present in our moment. Number one, the Bible says that he stopped. In that moment, he stopped what he was doing. You know, sometimes the best thing we can do whenever there's a moment happening is to stop what we're doing. Of course, there are times whenever in emergency situations when we have to keep moving forward. We got to do what we have to do, but there are times when we can stop and value the moment that's happening right in front of us. The second thing that he did is he gave his full attention. He gave his full attention to the woman in front of him. And sometimes we need to stop and pay attention to what is happening, whether it be our spouse, whether it be our family, whether it be our friends. You know, our friends need us. Our family needs us. Our spouse needs us. God needs us, but he needs us to be in the present. We have to give our full attention. And thirdly, he engaged in the moment. He engaged. He was right there with her. He engaged and he told her, your faith has healed you. And he said, go in peace. You know, many times we're looking for peace. We're looking for joy. We're looking for God to meet us right where we're at. And God is looking to give us peace, but it's going to be right now. It's going to be in the present. We have to be present in that moment in order for us to experience what God was wanting to give us. Like I said, Our family needs us. Our friends need us. You know, God needs us to be a good friend. But we have to do it in the present. God needs us today. And like I mentioned, life is not in the past. Dwelling on our past mistakes or dwelling on what we could have done or should have done won't change anything in the past, and it keeps us and it robs us from our precious moments that are happening right now. Philippians 3:13 says, he says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but he says, one thing I do, he says, forgetting what is behind. Sometimes the best thing we can do is let go of the past to be in the present. Life is not in the past, and life that happens right in front of us is not in the future. Worrying about the future, worrying about what's going to happen, won't allow us to control it. We can't control what's going to happen, but instead we can trust God. We can trust Him. Jesus says, in Matthew 6:34 says, don't be anxious about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. He says, because tomorrow has enough worry of its own. Let us not worry about the things that we can't control, but instead live in the present moment. To value the right now moments. To be right where we are. You know, one of the most, the best things we can do is practice being where we are, especially in the middle of a conversation. That we're listening, that we're truly there, that we're there with our children and our grandchildren, that we're there with the people that we're talking with, that we're not somewhere else in our minds, but we can be present. We can be right there, because that's what people need from us. That's what God needs from us. Sometimes God is sending people your way, but we can miss it if we're not in the present. Amen? I want you guys to take a look at this. You can go ahead and put it up. The Bible says that time is passing away. And every moment that comes is precious. It's important. And they're valuable. And they're valuable because when a moment comes, we cannot get it back, right? When a moment comes, we can't get it back. And in my opinion, life is too short for us to worry about the future, for us to continually be thinking about the past, but instead for us to maximize the moments that are right in front of us. And the thing about this ticking clock is that we don't know how much time we have on our clocks. We don't know how many years, we don't know how many days, we don't know how many hours, we don't know how much time is on our clock. We don't know what is happening, but what we do know is the importance to value the moments that we have right now. I want to encourage you to value the present, to be where you are right now with your family, with your friends, in the middle of a conversation, and also with God. The Bible says that life is like a vapor. You know, earlier this week, it was cold, and whenever you would breathe, you'd see your breath, but all of a sudden it disappeared. The Bible says that that's what our life is like. It's like a vapor. It's there and it's gone. Moments are like that, and it's important for us to value our right now moments. Let me encourage you to practice being present today. This upcoming week, to be present where you are. No doubt there's going to be moments where you get stolen away. But when you recognize it, stop. Give your full attention and engage in that moment, because they're extremely valuable. Every moment is valuable. A few takeaways. Number one, let me encourage you to let go of yesterday. I want to encourage you to let go of the past. Let us not try to change what could have happened. I'm not talking about enjoying memories. There's a time when we share memories with one another, when we think about good times with one another, when we remember the people that we love most. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about that thing that causes you to miss out on what's happening right in front of you because you're trying to mull over what you should have done and what you could have done. Let go of the past. And let me encourage you, secondly, to trust God for tomorrow. Let us trust God for tomorrow. Jesus said, he said in his model prayer, he says to ask God for our daily bread. Ask him for our daily, for today. But let's trust God for tomorrow. Tomorrow will come. But we can't control those things, but we can trust him. Let us trust God for tomorrow. And number three, let us be present with God today. Let us practice being present with one another. Being present with our friends and our family and our spouse. Being present with God whenever he, and so that whenever he speaks to us, whenever he sends people our way, when he's wanting to send us, that we can be present and ready. And I know that Pastor Ron doesn't like when I do this, but Pastor Ron, you've modeled this very well in the office. Pastor Ron, usually he's on his way to do something, but he never leaves without stopping at every office to see if there's anything. And usually he's running the risk of being late for a meeting. And I appreciate that, Pastor Ron. I appreciate that. And this is something that I feel like God has been challenging me. Me and my wife has been talking about it, but it's something that no doubt God speaks to us about being in the present moment. I want to encourage you this week to be present where you are. Don't allow your mind, don't allow yourself to be disconnected from the moment, being disconnected from what's happening in front of you, but instead to engage and allow God to speak to you and to give you what you need. Amen? Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we love you. And God, I pray, God, that you would help us to be present today. God, that we would be present, God, in the moments that are happening. Lord, that we would be in the here and now. That we wouldn't allow ourselves to be disconnected or to be distant, but instead, God, that we would engage, that, God, we would give our full attention, God, to those that are around us. Father, I pray that you would help us to let go of our past. God, I pray you would help us to trust you with the future. And, God, I pray that we wouldn't complain about the things that you have given us, but instead to value, God, to value them and to be present. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day,